So the most amazing thing is this Buy Local campaign. Mm-hmm. That is strong, that, you know, Phil tells me it's the oldest and one of the strongest, most successful in the country. So that's pretty amazing to have that happen. And to see that some of that started with people sitting around in living rooms talking about, how are we going to market this? What do we do at the farmers markets? How do we get people to pay attention more?
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, and the person who helped bring the local hero folks into existence, Vicky Van Zee, who was the original director of CISA, now working with Holyoke Health Center. It's fun for us to talk to the farmers and hear about the things that they have going on, but we have a strong network of supporting our agricultural region here because, in no small part, to the work of CISA. Vicky, you were the director at the beginning, 25 years ago.
I was.
What was it like in the Valley 25 years ago? Was this movement to support local as strong? Was it something that people talked about at all?
Pockets of people were talking about and worried about the future of agriculture.
A lot of it, you know, we think of the kale-eating hipsters that have supported local agriculture.
This is pre-kale.
Kale didn't even exist 25 years ago.
No, I don't think people knew how to spell it.
Yeah, right. Mm. Kali? Is that the Indian death god?
There were these smaller grassroots organizations. You know, some I think grew out of the organic movement. People who really had similar values got together, worried about certain things like pesticide use and the land going into development. You know, the average age of farmers at that time was 58, something like that. Mm-hmm. Farm labor, really hard to find farm labor. People really wanting to get into farming, but finding it really hard because they didn't have the capital. There was concern about, so what are we going to, and these small farms that were struggling.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of concern, and yet there was also some hope for something else being created and something being different. But there wasn't the momentum. There weren't really the resources. And then the Kellogg Foundation came along, and they started this Integrated Food and Farming Systems Initiative, and they funded about 18 projects across the country because other pockets of the country were going through the same thing, wondering how are we going to keep farming vital. And they put $16 million into all these other projects. CISA got $1 million from the Kellogg Foundation for 3 years.
And a whole box of Frosted Flakes that they could do whatever they wanted with.
They're great!
We kept asking for that.
Is that the same Kellogg?
Yes.
Yeah, but the foundation
is not
a totally legal separate entity.
Right. It's like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation compared to whatever your computer is.
Though they're heavily involved in that foundation. So it's not like you have the Kellogg family heavily involved in the Kellogg Foundation. Uh-huh. It's a professional independent foundation.
Although Tony the Tiger will make market visits. So that money created what we now know as CISA and the Local Hero campaign?
It didn't create what we have now. What we have now grew out of that. Good that CISA over the years has really honed in on local food and making that the focus. But
what were the issues that you were dealing with 25 years ago when CISA was born?
We first of all, we called people together across the valley that had a stake in agriculture. So we had farmers, we had researchers, we had consumers, we had supermarkets. And out of that, then we defined what were the particular things we wanted to work on. So I think there were like 6 or 8 working groups. There was a labor, lack of labor and cost of labor. Mm-hmm. There was the marketing, you know, how can we get more local food in the bigger markets? How are we taking care of the environment because there's so much use of pesticides?
Mm-hmm.
The lack of capital for new farmers wanting to get in. How am I now? 4?
Doing great. Agricultural education, just like how do we educate the community and future farmers, and how do we keep this knowledge going through the generations?
And dairy. I think dairy had its own group. So those folks came together and said, there's a big problem. How do we solve this? How do we work together? And you had different people from different perspectives. I mean, everybody agreed on the problem.
Yeah.
Not everybody agreed on how you solve it, right? Surprising to hear that many New Englanders have pretty strong opinions, you know. So trying to find a way that people could say, yes, I'll put my stake in the ground and I'll work on this was a challenge.
The other piece that the Kellogg Foundation brought to this was also, how do we take advertising and use it for a social good?
Mm-hmm.
And our family farms, which is celebrating its 20th year, I believe now, started first with that notion coming out of the dairy group. If we can connect people to the fact that we're dairy farmers, and if they buy from us, we can do better, was the first foray into that local marketing niche. And then we were able to go back to Kellogg and say, this will work in our area. This came out of it. And will you fund us to launch a BLO local hero?
And they said, great. No, that's not how they approached it.
That's funny. They should have said that.
Yeah, you would think that every answer that every time they say yes, it would be that. Vicky Van Zee, who was the first director of CISA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, the local hero, folks, 25 years ago. How long were you the director And did you make it to the point where they had gotten to the local hero marketing phase?
No, I didn't see that. I was there for 3 years.
What were some of the things that you feel particularly proud of that you worked on in your tenure as the director?
One of them was really continuing to keep people coming together, providing the forum so people could, with very disparate opinions, could come together and talk about how to agree on a solution. That was a challenge, and that they kept coming. I felt good about that. I felt like there had been like seeds, pun, so to speak,
yeah,
you know, of things to come that were going to be nurtured. It felt like we were, as we gathered strength, we were getting more people interested and paying attention. So I think there was this beginning awareness of, well, we do care about what happens with our land, and it is important to see cows on the hillside, and we do want to have a relationship with our farmers, and we do want to eat food that's more healthy and that's more locally produced. So I felt like those were the things that were starting to happen in terms of people's awareness.
What do you think of now when you look 25 years after you began with CESA on the climate, the agriculture, and the work that CESA's done in regards to the objectives that you had when it was born?
It's just amazing. I mean, sometimes when I look, you know, when I'm far enough away from CESA and then I come back and look at it, I think, oh my God, that is amazing that that happened.
And it's interesting, a story that gets shared is, you know, Michael Doctor back then, who's an amazing farmer in the valley and does such great things, was clear that he thought it would have been better at that time to take the Kellogg Foundation money, gather farmers in a field and throw the money up in the air, i.e. money going directly to farmers,
yeah,
not to some entity.
Right.
Farmers are so resourceful, but sometimes they need a little bit more resources, and they act independently often because they're running a small business. Nowadays, Michael would acknowledge that he was wrong,
yeah,
that in fact the money going to an entity that rises up the profile of local farmers as a group, as a sector in our economy, was so important.
And the proof is in the pudding. If you look at the data about how much local food is purchased from our area, mm-hmm, compared,
right,
to even other areas of Massachusetts, it's strong, and it's, mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm, in no, like I said, mm-hmm, no small part.
We did look back and just looked at the amount of land that was being farmed 25 years ago was about 160,000 acres in the valley,
mm-hmm,
and now it's 180,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of direct sales were about 3.5 million, and now it's over 10 million.
Wow.
That's great.
So
yeah,
there's
great
things like that that we've seen, yeah, a real big change on.
I mean, the other thing that's changed is there are more, not that there weren't women involved in agriculture, but they were very much behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, doing the books, you know, they weren't at the forefront. When we'd have meetings, it was mostly men who would show up.
Mm-hmm.
In CESA, we tried, there were more and more women getting interested. And now I think that when we look at the face of, and who's really farming in the valley, it's much more of a cross-section. There are much more women farming.
So some of the challenges are the same.
Huh.
Even though we have saved a lot of farmland, the development pressures are still there. Even though dairy farms, we have a dairy tax credit that hopefully Representative Kulik will be successful in even increasing.
Quickly, I guess.
Yes, dairy,
yeah,
farms are at risk. And I would say the parts that we are taking on more deeply is how do we make sure the voices of everyone who works on a farm is represented?
Right.
Not just the owners of farms, but,
right,
the people who labor on the farms. And also, how do we make sure that we're reaching and are engaged with all communities throughout the three counties.
Mm-hmm.
Vicki Van Zee, who was the original director of CESA 25 years ago, and Phil Corman, who is the director currently. They are the local hero folks, and they're celebrating 25 years. You can learn more at buylocalfood.org.